Mark Show with the comic at his laugh-provoking best. And then you'll enjoy the latest hilarious misadventures of Summerfield's romantic funster on the Great Gildersleeve. And later, hear an authentic tale of your newspaper men in action when a New Jersey reporter races against time to prevent a violent crime wave for his big story. All fine listening entertainment tomorrow on NBC. Now stay tuned for G.I. Joe on NBC. Here is G.I. Joe, another in the series of recorded adventures of men in uniform in the armed forces serving around the world. G.I. Joe and his buddies come to us from the pages of the famous fiction publication of the same name, which has delighted millions of readers at home and overseas. Tonight's story is entitled, Boy Meets Coconut.
Dateline Tokyo. PFC Joe Birch reporting. Tonight's story might as well have been called a likely story, which means an apocryphal story, which means, since somebody else told it, it is a story to be taken with tongue-in-cheek. A dubious story. And as Dr. Cronkite so often said, glad to know you, Mr. Dubious. Well, anyway, it comes to us from the lips of that celebrated raconteur, racketeer, and I can get it for you wholesale character, our noble Indian friend, Ready Money Riley, which, of course, makes it even more dubious. However, here it is. What do you say, Mulvaney? What's the word?
What do you mean, what's the word?
Well, there seems to be a foul rumor about that we might be torn from this land of cherry blossoms and sent far away.
Leave us not get our back here up over idle gossip. The scoop is that we stay put. What has happened is that Z Division, with all those new replacements, is just in from training and...
Hiya, boys.
Well, Ready Money Riley, how you sitting, Bull? Where you been, huh?
Well, as the sergeant said, boy, I was with Z Division, one of a cadre taking replacements over the jumps. Real rugged.
You look a little bushed, boy, but don't tell me you're not huckstering today. No silks, no kimonos, no genuine meerschaum pipes.
Just this here rare and priceless novelty, boys.
Wow. Where'd you get that thing?
What is it? A coconut?
Oh, a coconut carved into a head.
Anybody like to buy this here novelty? Guarantee there ain't nothing like it in the whole Far East. Nothing like it in the world.
Go on. You trying to tell us there's only one coconut in the world?
You didn't hear me call that there thing no coconut.
Oh. That head is pretty doggone lifelike, Riley.
Yeah. Look, you can buy this thing $2, Texas, but you can't buy it unless you want to send it to somebody that you really don't like.
That's a switch.
What are you trying to tell us, Ready Money?
I think I'll sit down, boys.
You sick or something?
Tell the truth, I ain't been a well man since we lost Cy Pocket Mifsky.
Mifsky? Why, he's lost?
He's listed as missing, boy, but I got news for you. Cy Pocket is going to stay missing. I happen to know.
What happened, Riley? Mifsky was a very sharp boy.
Yeah, an infallible man with dice, cards, pool cue, or birdcage, and he lasted out a lot of war.
Oh, it's a very strange and sorrowful story, boy.
Well, give us the play-by-play, Ready Money.
Well, Mifsky was in our cadre. We sail out with a convoy, find a nice isolated island in the Pacific, and we land and wipe out the paper defenses to secure the island. Then we set about exploiting our landing. The replacements do real good. But after a while, we get everything tidied up and they let us relax. And that's when Mifsky gets ants for a little action and naturally comes to me.
Naturally. Hi, Ready Money. I gotta see you.
Sure, Side Pocket. What can I do for you?
You remember to bring any of your special dice?
You think I go anywhere without my basic trading kit? You think it'd scare up a little game?
Riley, you nuts? Look at all these replacements sitting around holding fresh folder money. Nothing to spend it on.
Your thinking's basically sound, Mifty. You want the sometimes dice, the most of the time dice, the all the time dice.
You think maybe I want to play games for fun? I want to get that dough.
Well, those all the time dice run into fancy money, side pocket.
That don't worry me on ready money. It's deductible.
It just so happens I have this pair of beauties with me. You care to try them?
Nah, I know your dice, Riley. How much?
It'll cost you 100.
Give me them.
That ain't all.
Yeah, I thought for a minute you were slipping. Well, give me the bad news.
5% of the take.
And me bruising my throwing arm, doing all the work? 2.5%.
4.5.
3.
4.
3.5.
Sold, and I'm there when you do the counting up.
You got a suspicious mind.
I seen you count.
Okay. Now, excuse me, I got work to do. You know, a setup like this could easy never happen again.
You're not kidding. Good shooting, boy. Don't throw no snake eyes.
If I do, you better be long gone.
Oh, brother, what a setup. And Miskey made good?
He worked very hard, and it took him 2 days, from dawn to dark, and then most of the first night all night. They were shooting by lantern light in the jungle, and all through the next day, and then by lantern light the second night. And I find Miskey alone, happy as a sweepstake winner counts his five. Them dice good to you, Miskey?
Riley, them dice are murder. There ain't a buck on this island that ain't in this pile.
Don't let me keep you from what you're doing. Start counting.
Okay. Hey, you hear anything, Riley?
Oh, I hear some beating on drums, side pocket, but that's only natural. There are natives on this island.
I thought I saw some lights waving around in the jungle.
Well, you keep counting. I'll do the looking. Yeah, Miskey. There are lights, and they're coming this way.
Help me stuff this loot in the bag. I should have hired some guards.
Well, we'll look them over first. If there are too many, we'll make a strategic withdrawal.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of natives. This guy coming over must be the chief.
Yeah.
Hey, chief. You want to make talkie-talkie?
Oh, yes, yes. Quite. I just came over for a friendly chat.
Hey, where did you learn to make with that English?
Oxford, old boy. My pater sent me there. He was frightfully keen on me having all the advantages, don't you know? Dad was chief here, and now I have to take over. Silly rot and all that, but one's duty, don't you know?
Oh, so you're the head man around here, huh?
You might say so.
What's your name?
Well, just call me Henry. The last name is completely gibberish to you.
Well, glad to know you, Henry.
Thanks, thanks. I suppose the game has been called, what?
Huh?
For darkness, what?
What game?
Oh, cut now, chaps, really. You can't run a big game on my premises and me not know of it, really. And me so keen on the thing.
Oh, you like to gamble?
Rather, frightfully keen. Sort of in the blood, you know.
You think he's kidding, Riley?
That ain't the point. Look, Henry, you want a little action. Is that the jive?
Oh, I say, you mean you let me game with you?
Not me, him. He's a big winner.
Not really. I say, at that bag, you won all that.
Yeah.
Well, this is something to go against.
Yeah, what you got to go with?
Well, I happen to have a few thousand American. Oh, don't worry, chaps. The stakes will be highly negotiable.
You never know where you're going to find one, Riley.
Now, don't waste time. The man wants action. Unpack some of that scratch.
Oh, yes, yes. Good, Walt. Let's show the color of your money. Indeed, yes. Carry on, old socks. You're faded.
So how long did it take, Side Pocket, and for how much?
Well, about dawn, Henry had sent his last runner back for the last buck in the royal treasury. And Henry had faded his last fade. All night long, he never gets his hands on them dice once.
So Mifsky takes Henry for the wad. Well, then what happened?
Well, this little character's pretty game, although he's got a very funny expression on his kisser, which is not surprising.
You mean he suspects he's been had?
It must have sort of occurred to him.
What does he do?
Do? He gets up, dusts himself off.
I say, you are a phenomenal master of the dice, Mr. Mirsky. I don't think I ever... Oh, yes, yes. Once before I gamed with a chap with your kind of luck.
I'm sorry, pal. That's the way it goes. I was just hot, that's all.
I compute that I dropped about 5,000 to you, sir.
Yeah, just about, Henry. And boy, what I could do with this loot if there was anything to do. Say, like romancing a dame.
A dame? Oh, yes, yes, a dame. I was just thinking, Mr. Mirsky.
Yeah?
That it might be sporting of you to give me another chance to recoup my fortune, sort of win back my 5,000, eh?
What are you going to use for money?
Oh, something infinitely more precious.
Like what?
A dame. A beautiful princess. Daughter of an old chief on another island. She's coming here within a few days. I would guarantee to arrange for you to meet her.
A beautiful dame, huh? But what's with this meeting stuff? I got 5 grand riding.
Exactly. But what is money when you don't know any lovely girl?
Henry has a point, side pocket.
Yeah, so it's only money. Okay, Henry.
The princess against my 5,000, right?
Right.
Right. Carry on. You're faded.
I think we better go someplace and hide, side pocket. Here comes Henry.
Well, that ain't going to do him no good to cry. He bet the dame, didn't he? He lost it fair, didn't he?
Please, side pocket, you'll get to believe yourself. Good afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'd like a word with you, Mr. Mirsky.
Okay, chum, what's on your mind?
I have certain intelligence that your dice are not all that they're supposed to be. In fact, my information is that they are loaded.
Loaded? How could you say that?
Care to let me examine them?
Well, sure, but... Well, what do you know, Henry? I seem to have lost them.
Exactly, old chap. So, under the circumstances, I'm afraid you cannot meet the princess.
You're going to Welsh on me?
No, no, I'm a man of honor, Mr. Mirsky. While I can't permit you to meet the princess Toy Toy because I intend making her my bride, I shall recompense you for the loss with this.
What's this? A mangy old coconut carving.
Not exactly, Mr. Mirsky, not exactly. What you hold in your hands can be a very powerful tool. A much more powerful and effective way of winning at any game than mere loaded dice.
I don't get it, Henry.
Oh, you will, Mr. Mirsky, you will. Now we are quits. I will not ask for my 5,000 back. I entered into the contest of my own free will, and I'm willing to abide by the legal warning of caveat emptor. Let the buyer beware. However, sir, let me warn you. Should you persist in any way to meet the princess, I shall instantly rescind such sportsmanship and let you have it, chum. Do you dig me?
Yeah, okay, okay. But what am I going to do with this thing?
I don't know, Mr. Mirsky. But if I were you, I would bury it. Good luck, Mr. Mirsky.
What do you make out of this thing, Riley? Looks kind of human, don't it?
Gives me the screams. Put it down.
What do you suppose he meant?
I don't know, side pocket, but I don't think he came around here to do you no favor.
Well, he didn't try to get his dough back.
That's got me worried.
Well, what could he do?
Well, he's chief, ain't he? He's got a lot of rough boys.
Yeah, maybe so. But I don't dig this head. What did he mean it can help me win in any game?
Maybe a rubber or something, like a lucky piece.
Yeah, it didn't bring him no luck.
Naturally not.
What'd you say, Riley?
Me? I thought you said it.
I didn't say nothing.
You didn't? Goodbye, boys. I'm getting out of here. Something said something. Make way.
Hey, Riley, wait.
Let him go, old boy.
Who said that? Come out from behind them bushes.
It's me, old boy.
You're supposed to be a coconut.
Oh, stop that rot. I'm certainly not a coconut. I'm what's left of me after that fearful little bounder cut off my head.
You mean that you're somebody's head?
I'm sorry we have to meet like that. Fearful disadvantage for me, but permit me, I am Botts. That is, I was called Gentleman Fitzwilliam Botts.
My name is Mirsky.
Well, it really doesn't matter, old boy. Tell me, is that little swine gone off?
Yeah. Why did he cut...
Cut me off? The little bounder accused me of cheating my cards aboard ship coming out here from Blighty.
Well, did you?
Of course. It was my business taking suckers. How did I know the little rotter got wise? He invited me to come here and stay. Told me his father was king. Well, I walked right into it. Hardly unpacked my things when he came in and off with me head.
Oh, he does that, huh?
Indeed, yes. I wouldn't cheat him if I were you, Miss Gay. What's the matter?
Too late now.
Oh?
Why did he give me you?
Oh, some unpleasant reason, no doubt, for you.
Well, he said you'd bring me luck.
Indeed, yes. Be good to get my hand in again.
Why didn't you work for him?
Ah, no. I have him there. He tried, but I wouldn't. Strange, too. He can make me do anything for or against anyone else. But nothing for him. You follow me, old thing?
No, I ain't nowhere.
Some sort of beastly black magic that backfired a little.
Look, why don't I just bury you someplace, huh?
Wouldn't do the slightest good, old bean. I'll be with you in the morning. Works that way. Afraid you'll have to take me around with you.
Well, look, are you really better than loaded dice?
Now we're getting our ducks in a row. Try me, old sock.
Okay. Maybe it's going to be heads I win, huh?
Oh, that was in beastly poor taste.
Excuse me, I was just getting ideas. Hey, with you, maybe I can even take Ready Money Riley.
You gotta be kidding, Riley.
Yeah, was you there?
What do you mean, that side pocket had the head of this gambler who cheated Henry and it actually talked? Or was it hallucination?
All I know is what I heard.
Well, what happened after Side Pocket Mifsky set forth with the disembodied dice toss?
Plenty.
Like what, Ready Money? Did Mifsky take you?
Did he take me? I'm sitting in my hiding place getting in a little sack time when I wake up and there's Mifsky standing with his head under his arm. Go away. I can dream out my own nightmares, Mifsky. Get that thing away from me.
Get up, Ready Money. My friend, Gentleman Fitzwilliam Botts, wants a little action against your bankroll.
What do you mean, he wants?
He's my luck.
You've been at that jungle juice again. What do you mean, luck? You got my dice.
So?
You ain't kidding.
Here's my wad. Shoot the works.
Side pocket. You didn't think I gave you my best dice. I got dice right here that'll make those dice I sold you look honest.
Stop stalling, Riley. Get up your poke.
Boy, you're asking for it. And one more thing. I shoot.
Go right ahead.
Go right ahead? With these dice?
Well, maybe I am taking an awful chance. Wait till I have a conference. Gentleman Fitzwilliam, are you sure you can make those dice of Riley's play dead?
Have confidence, my boy. Let him roll.
What did he say?
He said shoot.
Boy, one of us is going to end up hanging himself.
Furthermore, I'll double that bet that you crap out first roll.
Mifsky, you gotta know. You're going up against dice I made myself.
You're faded. Shoot.
Oh, brother. Come on, seven. Snake eyes. No, that ain't possible. Something's rubbed the other five spots off them there dice.
Ah, no. But I'll be big. Roll them again.
Did you say? I don't feel well. Come here, dice. Now, act right.
Snake eyes.
You may pick up your winnings, Miss Gay. The gentleman is crapped out.
How could it happen?
Gentleman Fitzwilliam made them do it. Ready, money? I'm sorry it had to be you, but you were the only one left with any dough.
You mean that talking coconut can do that to dice?
Obviously, boy.
Then it's illegal. There ain't no precedent for it. Nobody ever stole like that before. I'm going to take it up. I'm going to get that thing banned.
Riley, this is incredible. But I'm convinced nothing human could take you for all that dough.
Yeah.
What did you do?
Do? What could I do but join up with Cy Puckett, Mipsky, and promote some more friendly games?
Yeah, but you said there was no more dough left on the island.
That's right, but there was another island where this Princess of Henry's lived, and another outfit had moved in there.
So you wangled away of getting over there.
I got a bright idea and rounded up what was left of our outfit's dough, and we went over to this other island and cleaned up Bud Big. And it's very beautiful to watch Mipsky and his talking head. Mipsky don't ever touch the dice. He just lets Gentleman Fitzwilliam turn them up snakes and 12s or 7s on the second roll. Scientific like a slot machine. But then it has to...
Mipsky loses his head.
Not right away. He meets Henry's princess. Maybe you can't blame the guy. This baby's really stacked. She's right off one of them plumber's calendars, and Mipsky, with all that dough in his kick and kind of delirious anyway from winning so often.
You are a very beautiful doll. I do not think I ever see such a beautiful doll as you are.
You are a very handsome soldier.
What is your name, doll?
Toy Toy.
Where have I heard that name before?
I hear him princess.
Yeah. You know a guy named Henry?
Big chief on island across lagoon?
Nah, he ain't big. He's a little punk.
Toy, marry Henry.
Marry him? That's out.
Why? You like Toy?
Yeah, I like Toy.
Oh, Henry very jealous.
So what?
Henry have lot of money. Many coconuts.
Not anymore, he ain't, doll. I got it. Look at my pockets. You see? I'm loaded.
You give Toy lots of money?
Baby, I'm gonna wrap you up in mink and diamonds.
A mink? What is this, the mink?
Oh, brother. They'll never believe me when I get back to Alma's pool parlor.
What is mink, she says?
Look, doll, you can have anything your little heart hurts for.
Oh, you buy Toy red sarong?
If they got it in the PX, it's yours.
You buy Toy big bird hat?
Sure. And red shoes with big high heels. How about that, doll?
White bead?
You name it.
Oh, Toy like you. You marry Toy? You take Toy to Coney's Island?
Anything you say, doll. Now let's get going.
Toy go home and put on wedding sarong.
Okay, kid. But you look wonderful enough in what you ain't wearing.
You meet Toy soon on the banana tree. Toy marry you, go Coney's Island.
Hurry it up, doll. I'm sure in a marrying mood. Well, what's the matter with you, gentlemen? Butts, you look like a coconut again.
Mipsky, you have tossed the suet into the fire.
Gentlemen, I am going to marry that doll.
Mipsky, no good will come of this. Pack your Gladstone and take the packet for Calais. There's an order issued for your seizure. The king's men ride the roads.
What's with the talk?
You are playing into the hands of that fiendish bounder, Henry.
Henry, Schmenry, what can he do? I got you, and now I got his doll. I'm living.
Exactly. Stay living. Take me away with you. I'll make your fortune. You can be the richest man in the world. Think of Monte Carlo. Think of Reno, of Las Vegas. Man, if you keep me in my element, you shall prosper. But shun that female or you are lost.
Hello. I am waiting.
She's waiting. Come on, Gentleman Fitzwilliam. You can be best man.
No. No, no, don't go. I forbid it.
Ah, shut up.
Don't go, Mipsky. I adjure you. I implore you. I beseech you. I beg of you.
Shut up. Who needs you? Stay here and squawk. I got marrying to do.
Mipsky, come back. Come back.
Well... So, we meet again, Fitzwilliam Potts.
Oh, lost all is lost, lost, lost.
So he played into my hands. So he will take my princess away as he has my money. But he won't get away with it. Will he?
No, Henry.
You didn't?
No, I didn't.
And while it's true I can't persuade you to help me for my own gain, I can command your powers to inveigh against my enemies...
True. Only too true, Henry.
Then you will assist me, Gentleman Fitzwilliam Botts?
Yes, Henry.
And prevent this bounder from abducting my bride and making off with my fortune?
I must, Henry.
Then we have a rendezvous to keep. And there is a shortcut to the banana tree. So saying, let's be off.
Come on. What happened?
So you want to know, too.
You can't end it there. Where's the payoff?
Give, boy. Did Miski get the doll?
Be patient, boy. All I know is what happened to me. I'm coming down a path, and I run into Henry, who's smiling real cute. And he has this gentleman Fitzwilliam Potts under his arm.
Ah, Mr. Riley, I believe.
Hello, Henry. You look like you've been eating canaries.
I am, rather, please.
And I see you got your head back.
Yes, yes. Strangest thing.
Well, maybe you can help us find Miski. He seems to be missing.
Missing? How odd.
Odd?
Yes, yes. Only this morning he appeared at my house and said he wished to return my little carved coconut.
This morning?
This morning, bright and early. Said he'd been thinking things over, and he felt that having the coconut gave him some curious sort of advantage over us in gambling.
Miski said that?
It's hard to believe, I know, but even harder to believe is that he made restitution.
Made what?
He gave back the money. Oh, yes, yes. By the way, he gave yours back, too. I think these 5,000 are yours.
What?
Mr. Riley, are you well?
Oh. Yeah. You sure this was side pocket, Miski?
Quite sure. I must say, this sort of thing restores one's faith in human nature. By the way, I do hope you find Mr. Miski. The boy grows on me.
Yeah, well, I gotta be getting on. I gotta find him. He's gotta be someplace.
Of course, he's gotta be someplace. Well, good hunting, Mr. Riley. Oh, by the way, I do wish you'd honor us by attending my wedding tomorrow.
A wedding?
Yes, just come to the banana tree yonder. You really can't miss it.
Well, who are you marrying, Henry?
The Princess Toy Toy, of course.
Oh, sure, of course. Okay, I'll be there, Henry.
But what happened to Miss...
How do I know? They ain't found him yet.
You mean he just vanished?
Yep.
What about that Henry?
What about him?
You go to the wedding?
Sure, I went to the wedding. The bride wore a red sarong.
Well, now I am a married man. You may kiss the bride, Mr. Riley.
Oh, goody.
That'll be enough. Thank you for coming to my wedding.
Oh, it was swell, Henry. Congratulations.
Tell me, have you found Mr. Miski?
No.
Ah, it's a pity. I do hope he turns up soon. Oh, by the way, I understand you're leaving our little island today.
Yeah.
Sorry, we'll miss you. I'd like you to accept a little memento. A souvenir of your stay among us.
Gentleman Fitzwilliam Butts.
Oh, no.